I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Who's paying? Final death toll. I'm Elliot Francis. Following President Trump's executive order Wednesday to build a wall on the Mexican border, it's still not clear just exactly who'll pay for it. Reid Binion reports.
We will be in a form reimbursed by Mexico, which I've always said.
So they'll pay us back.
Yeah, absolutely.
President Donald Trump, in an interview with ABC, doubling down on his promise to have Mexico shoulder the cost of building a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. The interview, broadcast just hours after Trump announced his plan for the wall, was met with a firm rebuttal from Mexico's president.
I've said time again, Mexico will not pay for any wall.
Trump's executive orders regarding the wall and immigration as a whole also sparking reaction from state and local officials inside the U.S.
Municipalities cannot be coerced into enforcing federal law.
I'm Reid Binion.
The final death toll from Italy's devastating avalanche stands at 29 after rescuers pulled two bodies from the rubble Wednesday night. Nine people were pulled out alive the first few days of that rescue. I'm Elliot Francis. House Speaker Paul Ryan is endorsing President Trump's call for a federal investigation into voter fraud, but officials with the Justice Department may need more evidence. Correspondent Pamela Brown explains.
I've spoken to several officials within the Department of Justice who are frankly perplexed about this and hoping that the administration will provide more clarity, because typically for DOJ and the FBI to open up an investigation, there is predication, a specific credible allegation, someone calling in and saying something occurred or specific evidence. And as we know, this allegation that there was widespread voter fraud, millions voted illegally, is completely baseless.
President Trump doubling down on his threat to send in the feds if Chicago can't reduce its homicides.
Thousands of people over a short period of time. This year, which has just started, is worse than last year, which was a catastrophe.
Trump told ABC News that the violence in that city is worse than Afghanistan. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Millions of dollars in federal aid, maybe even billions of dollars, could be at stake because of D.C.'s status as a sanctuary city for illegal immigrants. President Trump has signed an executive order aimed at getting tough on sanctuary cities by threatening to take away their federal aid. It's not clear, though, just how much federal money D.C. or other cities could lose. But D.C. budget officials say it could range up to as much as 20% of the city's total annual spending. The Loudoun County School Board has decided that for now it is not going to add sexual orientation and gender identity protection to the school system's list and anti-discrimination policy. The board says the law is still too unsettled. Plus, they say we don't know what actions the Trump administration may have in mind. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is urging the D.C. Council to repeal a law that takes away or suspends the driver's licenses of people who have served jail time for drug offenses.
People who have paid their debt to society have earned a second chance, and now we have to make sure our policies support that.
Other years, D.C. has enacted the law because if it didn't, the city would lose federal highway funding. But Bowser says people reentering society after serving time need licenses to get certain jobs.
Some D.C. residents want to pursue their goal of becoming professional truck drivers.
She adds studies say ex-offenders with access to jobs are less likely to return to jail. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A new poll finds that most Virginians would be willing to pay higher taxes if the money went to public education. The poll by Virginia Commonwealth University finds that 69% of Virginians say they'd be willing to pay more. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,069, the Nasdaq at 56.56. Sports, college basketball, Georgetown upsets 16th-ranked Creighton. GW beats George Mason, Navy beats AU. NHL, the Caps are idle, they're in New Jersey tonight. NBA, the Wizards are off till tomorrow. WMAL News Time 5:04, up next, traffic and weather, then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
How about that inauguration? We have a new president, a new year, a new administration. Let's make sure we get a new you. Focus on your health. You may have recently gotten your annual physical, or maybe you're planning on getting one. I want to urge you to add a virtual physical to your healthcare regimen. I had mine. It's quick, easy, and pain-free. The virtual physical has saved lives by detecting issues before they become serious. A virtual physical can spot small tumors, aneurysms, plaque buildup, and early signs of cancer long before you show any symptoms. And as you know, early detection and treatment is the key to the cure. There's no need to be uncertain about your health. Virtual physical is here for you. In fact, they can even offer you a $250 discount if you call or book through the month of January. Find out more on the web at virtualphysical.com or call now for your appointment at 301-984-9009.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
The Beltway, good. Virginia and Maryland, no early trouble, so after good flying start. Out of Annapolis and Bowie, 50 with your travel lanes open. No problems in from the west, the 66. Greenway Toro checking you all out. And everybody's at speed here. Looks good even inside the Beltway through Falls Church. Heading across the bridges, Anacostia Crossings, good. Southeast Southwest Freeway, New York Avenue, lanes all reported open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front on the march. Finally, that front bringing in some change, a change towards some colder temperatures. Showers around this morning. Windy becoming partly cloudy and windy this afternoon. 56. Tonight, a colder 37. Tomorrow, a few clouds with sunshine. A stiff west breeze and a high of only 44. We'll stay in the 40s over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 47 in Haymarket, 41 in Silver Spring, 49 degrees in Washington. Finland has plans to become completely tobacco-free by 2040. Find out how at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
Well, good morning, everybody. 5:07 on WMAL. Time to kick it off once again for another exciting edition of Mornings on the Mall at an exciting time in our nation's capital. Listen, a great lineup this morning. 7:05 this morning, we'll check in with Susan Ferriccio, who is in Philadelphia where Republicans are meeting, and the Donald will go there today for meeting with congressional leaders. That's at 7:05. 7:35, Mark Kerkorian will be along to talk about immigration issues, which were very much in the news yesterday. At 8:05, John Nolte will talk about the life and times of Mary Tyler Moore, who passed away yesterday at the age of 80. And then at 8:35, we'll talk to Jake Tapper from CNN. I'm Brian Wilson. We are very pleased to have with us today our good friend Mary Walter. You know Mary. She fills in here all the time when, you know, me or Chris or Larry take a day of vacation. Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Good morning. I am digging this music this morning.
Oh, yeah. We're snapped. Oh, and it just ran out. Boom.
Aww.
Okay. Well, you know, you love something and then it dies right there.
Nothing
on you.
Nothing like a good dance in the morning to get you going.
All right. So, listen, we want to start off this morning with a discussion about something known as sanctuary restaurants. Very much in the news right now is this talk about Donald Trump wanting to crack down on sanctuary cities. He has sent the word that, hey, you know what? If you're going to be a sanctuary city, well, we're going to try to enforce the laws that are on the books, and you may lose your federal funding if you don't cooperate with us. But beyond that, some people are taking it into their own hands, and they are setting up businesses that are sanctuary businesses. Specifically, I refer to sanctuary restaurants. Mm-hmm. Mary, you spotted up on this story. Talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, there's a movement afoot that if you have a restaurant and you're one of these sanctuary cities, a lot of these restaurants are now putting notes in their front window, you know, where you have the grade. A lot of, like, in Manhattan and other cities will have a grade, A, B, C, depending on your cleanliness, from the Board of Health. They're opting to put homemade signs in the window declaring that they are a sanctuary restaurant. And it will say, for instance, it's big in Detroit and Chicago, New York, Minneapolis, California, of course. Sanctuary restaurant, a place at the table for everyone. And what that means is that they employ people there who may or may not employ people there who are undocumented workers. And they said, look, the restaurant industry uses a lot of these people. And Brian, we all know. I think we all kind of know in the back of our brains when you go to a restaurant.
There may be some people working in the back may not be quite legal, right?
Yeah. So, would you stop eating there?
I don't know. It's a good question. Let's ask the audience. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. If you found yourself in a situation where you were at a restaurant that declared that it was a sanctuary restaurant, is this something that you would support, or would you say, no, I'm not giving my business here? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Look, here's the thing. I feel very strongly about this. Mm-hmm. If you don't like the immigration laws in this country, whether you're a city or a restaurant, then you work behind the scenes to change the immigration laws. Mm-hmm. But once you have laws on the books, laws that have been passed by the Congress and signed into law by a president of the United States, it should be the law of the land.
Right.
We have this thing in this country called the rule of law. And if the law says, okay, if you're in this country illegally, then, you know, you are subject to being sent back, you're subject to being arrested, etc., then we ought to enforce that law. And if we decide as a nation that we don't like that policy and we want to change it, well, then let's take it to Capitol Hill.
Right.
Let's pass a bill. Let's get a president to sign it. But until that happens, then we ought to enforce the laws of this country. And so if there was a restaurant or a business that advertised, we are a sanctuary business, we are a sanctuary restaurant, I feel about that the same way I feel about sanctuary cities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't get to make up the law on your own. You don't individually get to decide, I don't like this law. Mm-hmm. Well, you may decide you don't like it, but then your job then is to work to change it, not just to say, I'm going to ignore it. It's very simple for me. It's a law and order thing. It's a rule of law thing. And I would not, if they were going to go out of their way to advertise themselves as a sanctuary business, as a sanctuary restaurant, I think in my mind I would say, nope, I'm not going to, I'm going to choose to take my dollars elsewhere.
Right.
And I'm going to do business with people who obey the law. But that's just me. What do you think? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. What do you think, Mary?
Well, I'm a good boycotter. I think we've discussed this. You know, like I boycott the self-checkout thing. I'm going to make it my goal in life to never have to pump my own gas. So I'm a big boycotter. I could so boycott this. If there's a restaurant that I like, I put my money where my mouth is. I'm having work done at my house. My contractor knows that I will not have anyone work on my home who is not here illegally. Because I'm a hypocrite if I do.
Yeah.
So I can stand by my principles.
All right, Mary, there you have it. Well, to the phone lines we go. Let's start with Dr. Rick in Silver Spring. Good morning. You're on with Brian and Mary Walter.
Oh, Dr. Rick.
Good morning. I always like it when Mary's on. Hey, guys, I would not be able to eat out if I didn't patronize places that I thought maybe had questionable employees of questionable status. I don't know of a single restaurant that doesn't hire them.
But you would not knowingly, is what you're saying.
If I didn't patronize his restaurant, I couldn't eat out.
Right. That's the point. He's right.
But look, is there a difference in your mind in whether it happens and you're not aware of it, you're not certain that it's going on, and somebody who actively advertises, we're going to be a sanctuary restaurant? Does it make a difference in your mind?
Sure it does. I mean, if they put the sign up, I probably would not go there because they're in your face flaunting the law. And, I believe that civil society needs laws.
All right. Listen, thank you for that, Dr. Rick. Great.
Bye, Dr. Rick.
Appreciate the call.
Bye.
How about Andrew in Manassas? You're up next with Brian and Mary Walter. What do you say there, Andrew?
Morning, Brian. Morning, Mary.
Morning.
I think that if I went there specifically for eating at that restaurant and it's something I was looking forward to, I would go in and eat that one last time, and then after that I would report to the immigration control and let them deal with it, you know? I mean, but after that, I don't think I would go back.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to me that if you are putting a sign in your window advertising the fact that you are violating the law, aren't you inviting yourself to be investigated by somebody like ICE?
You have to wonder if they do that, can they have their business license revoked? And, you know, I mean, it's just something to to think about. I mean, well, they're inviting their business to be taken away.
I don't know, because, I mean, if you're in a sanctuary city and the city is the one who hands you your license, then they're not going to be inclined to take away your license.
Exactly.
But, you know, ICE could come in and say, hey, we see this little sign here. We'd like to check, the documentation on the people who are working in the back here, if you don't mind. Can you pull up your records for us? That seems like you're just inviting that kind of activity. Well, what do you think if you were to see a sign in a restaurant said, this is a sanctuary restaurant? I mean, you know that a lot of the restaurants where you go, they probably have right. undocumented workers in the back. Does it make a difference if they put a sign in which they advertise that fact? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. It's 5:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, good, and more good news as we start off the morning commute. Love it. Right, here we go out of Frederick on 270 down through to the Beltway. Quiet. Maryland 95 between the Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway. Good. Our Virginia 95 as you push north out of Stafford in a quiet. Looks good up through to the Beltway. In good shape southbound near 17 Falmouth near the overnight road work. Looks like that's just about wrapped up, and I'm not seeing any delays with it. But use caution. And, of course, DC 295 northbound as you come up to Benning Road. That's where the work project that's usually there until a little after 6 o'clock. One lane block, but you'll come up on that at speed. So you want to be very cautious. 295 north at Benning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The forecast calls for a few showers today. Let's see. Cloudy skies become partly cloudy this afternoon. A high of 56. Tonight, 37 degrees. Tomorrow, 44 degrees. 44 degrees for the March for Life tomorrow in the nation's capital. On Saturday, a few clouds in the upper 40s. And on Sunday, temperatures in the low 40s. But mostly cloudy both days. Currently in the nation's capital, 49 degrees. It is now 5:16 on WMAL.
This weekend, the SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo Center at Central Park. Hunters, collectors, sportsmen, visit the Fredericksburg Expo Center for SGK's biggest show ever. Tickets available online at guns-knives.com or at the door. That's the Fredericksburg Gun Show this weekend.
It is 5:16 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Brian Wilson and Mary Walter in the house today. And we're asking you this question. In some places, restaurants are actually putting up signs that advertise that they are sanctuary restaurants, which suggests that maybe the people in the back, if they're not quite up to snuff, not completely documented, that's okay with them. And also saying that, by the way, if you're an illegal alien, you're welcome here as a customer. What would you do if you encountered one of these? Would you go ahead and have the meal? Because you know, let's be honest about it, you know that a lot of times when you go to a restaurant, that there's probably some in the back whose documentation is not quite up to snuff. What do you think about that? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
Okay, Brian, I'm going to muddy the waters just a tiny bit. We know, though, that they hire these people because they can pay them under the table and pay them less, right? And they'll take it. Now the cost of your meal is going to go up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's a little dance with the devil in order to get your favorite dish at your favorite restaurant.
In other words, if they become completely legal, it's going to cost you more eventually to go out
exactly.
and eat, right?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
There you go. What do you do if you encounter one of these signs? Chad in Huntington, you're on with Brian and Mary this morning. What's your thought?
Yes, my thought is that if they're already breaking the law by having the people live there or work there, then what other laws, like public health laws, are they breaking as well? Because it's like once you find one cockroach, you can find more. And when people start to manipulate and think that the law is no longer part of them, then they just think that they can run amok.
Yeah, good point. I mean, if you look one way on this law, then how do you look on the other laws?
Yeah, and here's another thing to consider. My husband, who works in medicine, just texted me and said, well, who pays when one of these workers get injured? We do. Mm. So we are paying more because we're paying for health care when these people get injured because they're not covered and they just show up in the ER. So we're paying more, too.
How about Carlos at D.C.? He says he's the CEO of a restaurant company. What do you think about this, Carlos, from your perspective?
Well, Larry, listen, I've been in business for 30 years in the restaurant business. I'm also a legal immigrant to this country. I came as a foreign exchange student and study here and made my career in this country. But here's the other thing. If the federal government would enforce the e-verify law that's in place, then we would not have this conversation today.
Yep.
But the fact of the matter is that that's not the case. So I run a large, corporation that's a company based abroad. And we follow the law, meaning that we will check everyone's documents to the best of our ability, but we're not required to use E-Verify. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure there will be people in my restaurants that if I dug in deep that are illegal, and it's not just the back of the house, by the way, is everywhere.
Yeah.
In the restaurant business today. So it's not a great point. Go ahead.
In other words, what you would really like to have is a situation where the laws are enforced so you're not put in that position.
Absolutely. I think if the laws were enforced, that would be an equal playing field. As you said, there are probably small restaurant owners that certainly may pay people under the table. As a corporation, we certainly can't do that. We pay taxes for these folks. I'm sure someone in the country eventually will get the benefit for the Social Security, that we pay for them and so forth because they are using, illegal, Social Security numbers.
Can I just ask you a question here about E-Verify? You're not allowed to E-Verify until after you offer the job, correct?
Correct.
And then once you offer the job and you find out, well, maybe this person is not here legally, then you can't legally fire them for that, can you?
Well, you certainly can, being that we are employment at will, you certainly can terminate anyone with cause or without cause. The question would be is, we will be held,
accused of discrimination.
Sure, absolutely. So that's
insane.
I heard somebody talk about this one time, about the E-Verify system.
Crazy.
How you should be able to check somebody's employment status before you offer the job.
Right,
but under the law, you can't do that. You have to offer the job, and then you can E-Verify them. And if you find out something bad, apparently, many employers feel that their hands are sort of tied by this, and they can't really go after the people. Very interesting stuff. More of your calls straight ahead, 522.
Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE. 800-888-KNEE.
You don't know me, but it's possible we've met before. Growing up, my dad worked for the NSA. I live just down the street from the Naval Academy. Security is in my blood. It's certainly in my heart. I'm Jim Callahan with Ackerman Security Systems. Over the past 50 years, we've quietly become one of the top home security providers in America. We believe in one simple thing, providing the very best security at a very fair price. There's just no need to pay $40 or $50 or more every month for home security. Ackerman Security is literally half the cost of the big national guys, but it is actually the only security company in America that offers a guaranteed response time. Ackerman protects over 1 million men, women, and children, businesses, and families, just like yours and mine. And we've done it by saving each and every one of them hundreds of dollars every year. Ackerman is committed to being the official security provider of the D.C. metro area. We are right down the street and would love to find out more about you. Call 888-999-1070 or at AckermanSecurity.com.
Listen up, TV lovers. It's the three words you've been dying to hear. Scandal is back. And in the first 10 minutes alone, you're not going to know what hit you.
Oh, my God.
Know what's even more awesome?
That will give you a hint.
We can't wait for tonight.
The entire TGIT lineup returns. Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder.
It's TGIT time.
Hell yeah!
Tonight, starting at 8 on ABC 7 on Your Side.
There's a lot happening every day in your neighborhood and around the world. That's why you watch ABC7's Good Morning Washington every day to find out what's new, what's now, and what's happening next. We're there for you minute by minute with breaking news, updates, and special alerts. plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes to help you prepare and plan your day ahead. Weekdays starting at 4:25 on ABC7's Good Morning Washington, where good mornings start.
Make your home look better. The remaining inventory from Pooshan Oriental Rugs will be liquidated for 19 to 29 cents on the dollar. New or antique, hand-knotted, small to palace sizes for only a fraction of the cost. Pooshan Oriental Rugs is located at 5526 Nicholson Lane, North Bethesda. Call 301-230-0538 for more details. Open Monday through Sunday, 301-230-0538. Liquidators are in town. There's never been a better time to purchase from Pooshan Showroom.
This week on Health, Hope, and Inspiration, a powerful testimony from a cancer survivor. Join us this week for Health, Hope, and Inspiration.
Sundays at 6 a.m. on WMAL.
It's 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through town, it's road work. DC 295, but it's normally set up at this time in the morning from the overnight. So northbound 295 as you come up to Benning Road. We still have one lane blocked, usually blocked until a bit after 6 o'clock. No delays. It's in the northbound direction, but be aware when come up to any construction zone below speed. Take it easy. 295 southbound as you come out of Riverdale and Chevrolet. Wonderful. Good quiet start as you head down toward your Anacostia crossing. Southeast Southwest Freeway. Travel lanes are open. Virginia, 395. Good. We're up at speed. Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. A little bit of volume, 95, as you head out of Dale City toward the Occoquan. And volume just means that thickness starting to build. Morning rush hour starting to emerge. Let's go 66 out of Manassas to the Beltway with lanes open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Trying to get back to reality today. I don't think we're going to get there quite yet. It's probably more like tomorrow temperatures come down to more seasonable. Chance of showers this morning. That's the front. Windy, cloudy, to partly cloudy by this afternoon. 56 by tomorrow, only in the mid-40s. I'm Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 49 degrees on WMAL. We're asking you the question. If you went to a restaurant and they had a sign in the window that says, "We are a sanctuary restaurant," is that someplace that you would continue to do business? Phone lines are open. Brian Wilson along. Alongside Mary Walter today. Let's go to, how about Brett in Warrington? You're up next with Brian and Mary. Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I would like to say that anybody willingly participating in an entree or a meal at a restaurant that is displaying that they are a sanctuary restaurant is willfully participating in a crime.
You're an accessory to the crime, huh?
Yes, sir. I think it could be easily argued by any lawyer that anybody who participates in trade at that restaurant is contributing to illegal immigration or other statuses. And most of us in and around this city have clearances.
And so, yeah, you make a very good point. That's a lot of people do have clearances. So you have to protect yourself. So if you saw it, you'd turn around and walk away, right?
Yes, sir, I think I would.
Yeah, look, The thing about it is that we know what's going on. You know, these people at least are upfront about it, but I'm with you. Listen, if I saw it, I don't think that I, in good conscience, could continue to have the meal there. Well, thank you for your calls. Greatly appreciated. It is now 5:28 on WMAL.
Welcome to 2017, WMAL listeners. How's that new year coming along for you? Crushing those New Year's resolutions, huh? Well, here's an easy way to make a real impact and help others. Donate your car, your van, your truck, or your boat to Cars for Kids. The nice people at Cars for Kids will arrange a free pickup of your vehicle in any condition at your convenience, plus no paperwork for you. And besides doing a good deed, you're going to get a tax-deductible receipt and a voucher for a 3-day, 2-night hotel stay. Your generous donation will help fund great programs for kids, and let's be real for a second here. You weren't really sure what you were going to do about that old car boat anyway, right? So let it do some good in the world and call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or visit carsforkids.com to donate today. Don't forget, that's Cars with a K. Again, that's 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Call now and see how easy it'll be to make a difference in your community.
The winter is here, and the dirt and grime can be tough on your rugs and carpets. So here's a tip from Joe Hadid. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean your rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are going to be cleaned? If you can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid.
For all your Oriental rug cleaning needs, just one call to Joe Hadid.
Joe Hadid has created a new pricing structure, so now everyone can take advantage of the Hadid quality and service. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Free pickup and delivery includes moving your furniture, rolling and relaying your rugs, and putting them back exactly where you want them. Minimum purchase is required. For details, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
Coming up next, we're going to be talking about the life and times of Mary Tyler Moore, who passed away yesterday. One of those moments where everybody goes, oh, how sad. Well, you know, she was very, 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 very popular and very special to many of us, and she passed away yesterday. We'll talk about it after the news. It is now 5:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump today takes his first trip outside Washington as president.
President Trump is traveling to Philadelphia later today to attend a GOP retreat. He has plenty to discuss with his fellow Republicans after signing executive orders to build a wall on the border with Mexico and crack down on illegal immigration. Here's what the president had to say about that.
I believe the steps we will take, starting right now, will improve the safety in both of our countries. Going to be very, very good for Mexico.
President Trump was scheduled to meet with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto next week. In a video message to Mexicans, Peña Nieto did not scrap the trip, but he did emphasize once again that Mexico is not paying for that wall.
Correspondent Jim Acosta. Politicians in D.C., New York, Seattle, and other sanctuary cities say they won't be intimidated by a move by President Trump to cut off millions in federal funding to such communities. And many cities that now protect illegal immigrants are vowing to take legal action, arguing that the threatened punishment would be unconstitutional. The Loudoun County School Board has voted not to add sexual orientation and gender identity to its anti-discrimination policy. Loudoun's the third Northern Virginia school board to shy away from expanding its policy to include more LGBT protection. Board members say the law is still too unsettled. The Virginia House has approved a bill stripping the governor of the authority to make a temporary appointment to fill a U.S. Senate vacancy. Instead, the governor would only be able to issue a writ of election to fill the vacancy. Governor Terry McAuliffe would have had the chance to appoint a senator had Hillary Clinton won the election and Tim Kaine become vice president. Washington Gas has been sold to a Canadian firm for nearly $6.5 billion. Washington Gas supplies natural gas to over a million customers in the D.C. area. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,069, the NASDAQ at 5656. Sports, an upset in college basketball as unranked Georgetown defeats number 16 Creighton. GW beats George Mason, Navy over American. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI. Now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing, open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI, with six convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Hey, Larry O'Connor here to tell you how to do it the right way. Don't just call any real estate agent. No, you can call one of the very best that's top-ranked and proven. Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie have over 5,300 highly qualified home buyers looking to buy homes in the D.C. area. This is how they're able to sell homes fast and for top dollar. As a matter of fact, Sarah and Debbie sell homes on average 3 times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. Get this, Sarah and Debbie sold Walter and Paula's home for $15,000 over the asking price. Needless to say, they were impressed with the outcome. If Sarah and Debbie don't sell your home, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed. Do it the right way and call Sarah or Debbie direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this winter? Now is the perfect time with ARS Rescue Router. This is one of our slowest times of the year. Our warehouse is full and our crews are slow. For a limited time, ARS is giving away 80% gas furnaces absolutely free with the purchase of select air conditioning systems. That's right, purchase a select air conditioner and receive a gas furnace absolutely free. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. Care First Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're off to a good start on this Thursday morning commute. What a relief to know 66. You're coming in from the west out of Gainesville. There's nothing major in front of you. Up through to the Beltway, even through Falls Church, we're good. 95, Virginia, just a little bit of volumes just starting to form in Aquia and again into Woodbridge. Maryland, 95 between the Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway, good. DC, 295 northbound. It's the work zone. Set in place from the overnight construction crews, usually there until a little bit after 6. So just be alert. Northbound 295 as you come up to Benning Road, you still have one lane. Again, construction crews there. Southeast Southwest Freeway, lanes open each direction. Maryland 270. A little bit of volume starting to form here out of Frederick down toward Urbana. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some rain drops around this morning. They have to throw the wipers on briefly by this afternoon. The sun brightens the sky. We're going to have a west-southwesterly breeze go northwest on us. And whip up this afternoon, 56. Tonight, 37, so we are colder and clear. And finally, a day where we're near normal, 44 degrees tomorrow, sunshine, a stiff west breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 44 in Springfield, 41 in Bethesda, 50 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It's 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning to you. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall. Busy morning. 7:05, Susan Ferriccio. She's in Philadelphia, where Republican leaders are gathering, including Donald Trump, who will fly there later today. 7:35, Mark Kerkorian on immigration issues that were very much in the news yesterday. At 8:05, we'll review the life and times of Mary Tyler Moore with John Nolte. And then at 8:35, Jake Tapper from CNN. I'm Brian Wilson. Joining us here today is our good friend Mary Walter. You hear her filling in all the time here on the station. Mary, good morning to you. Good to have you along.
Good morning. You know, you just can't get rid of me.
No, you keep showing up.
How will you make it on your own?
How sad it was yesterday to hear about the passing of Mary Tyler Moore, someone that we all fell in love with back in the day when she was doing, well, first the Dick Van Dyke Show and then the Mary Tyler Moore Show, mm-hmm. which became sort of her signature show. And now she passed away yesterday at the age of 80 after a long and productive life in the field of entertainment. She not only was an actress in her own right, but a producer of other shows mm-hmm. and did Mary Tyler Moore Productions for many, many years with her husband, then husband, Grant Tinker.
Grant Tinker, yeah.
So, you know, it was a real sad moment because we all fell in love with this the characters that were portrayed by Mary Tyler Moore.
You know, I have to tell you, I feel so old because we're hitting that age now where the icons we grew up with, first it was Mrs. Brady, now it's Mary Tyler Moore. Will the carnage never stop?
Yeah,
we're getting old. This is terrible.
I remember the first seeing her, of course, on the Dick Van Dyke Show, which I guess I actually probably watched more in reruns than I did when it was originally on. And she was famous, of course, for that phrase that she would always say when Rob, Dick Van Dyke, did something and it sort of irritated her. She would say,
"Oh, Rob!
Oh, Rob!" And she talked about how that came about. Here's Mary Tyler Moore in her own words.
There were some O-Robs that were definitely written in, but I don't think any of us knew how they would grow. I mean, literally swell in different directions, that one would be a, "Oh, Rob!" Or, you know, then the next one would be, "Oh, Rob!" And, you know, then the classic one, "Oh, Rob!" And I don't even think we were aware of them until after the show was off the air, to tell you the truth.
Well, and of course, yesterday when I heard this news, my mind went back, Mary, as it did with many people, to your favorite episode of the Mary Tyler Moore Show. And I think many people agree that the great moment in that show was an episode known as Chuckles Bites the Dust. I love this. I watched it. In fact, I linked to it. You can find it on YouTube. The whole thing is on YouTube if you want to watch it. And I recommend that you do. But the premise is that Chuckles the Clown, who does a kiddie show there at the TV station, has been the marshal in a circus parade. And he died because he was wearing his Peter Peanut costume and a rogue elephant shelled him to death. And in the newsroom, as they do in newsrooms, everybody's telling sort of morbid jokes around this very unusual way that Peter Peanut, Chuckles the Clown, has died. And Mary is offended deeply by all this in the news and keeps saying, "Show some respect. He was your colleague. He was your friend, and you're making jokes." And she was deeply offended about that.
Oh, my God.
Until she went to the funeral, and then it was Mary who lost it.
"This is a funeral. A man has died. We came here to show respect, not to laugh."
"I'm sorry, Mary. All right, no more jokes." "Chuckles the Clown brought pleasure to millions. The characters he created will be remembered by children and adults alike. Peter Peanut. Mr. Fee-Fi-Fo. Billy Banana. And my particular favorite, Aunt Yoo-Hoo." "And not just for the laughter that they provided. There was always some deeper meaning to whatever Chuckles did. What did Chuckles ask in return? Not much. In his own words, a little song, a little self-seduction."
And then, of course, she completely falls out at that point. And everybody's turning around and looking at her in the funeral and making fun of the fact that she is now losing it when before she was so adamant about showing respect for Chuckles the Clown. Comedy gold, and so many great moments from the life and times of Mary Tyler Moore. I think, let's see, there's one other thing. Oh, also, you know, she was, of course, known for her interactions with Lou Grant.
Oh, yes. And Mr. Grant.
Cut number five here. Of course, the very famous moment that everybody remembers when Lou Grant said to Mary,
"Look, miss, would you try answering the questions as I ask them?"
"Grant, I will, but it does seem that you've been asking a lot of very personal questions that don't have a thing to do with my qualifications for this job."
"You know what? You got spunk."
"Well, yes.
I hate spunk."
One of the best lines of all time in television. Everybody has their favorite Mary Tyler Moore memory, and we're going to be talking to John Nolte about Mary Tyler Moore coming up at 8:05 this morning. Please come back. We'll play some more of the clips. We'll hear John Nolte's recollections as well. It is now 5:43.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Dale Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. U.S. and coalition military forces have continued to strike the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant terrorists in Syria and Iraq. The strikes were conducted as part of Operation Inherent Resolve, the operation to eliminate the ISIL terrorist group and the threats they pose. Details of the latest strikes, the results of which are based on initial reports, can be found by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for muscle cars, moon pies, and moon landings. For election days and superheroes. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. So if you're active duty, guard, reserve, or retired, you could qualify for a military discount on your car insurance. We've been helping military families save for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much GEICO's military discounts on car insurance could save you. Go to GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
How about that inauguration? We have a new president, a new year, a new administration. Let's make sure we get a new you. Focus on your health. You may have recently gotten your annual physical, or maybe you're planning on getting one. I want to urge you to add a virtual physical to your healthcare regimen. I had mine. It's quick, easy, and pain-free. The virtual physical has saved lives by detecting issues before they become serious. A virtual physical can spot small tumors, aneurysms, plaque buildup, and early signs of cancer long before you show any symptoms. And as you know, early detection and treatment is the key to the cure. There's no need to be uncertain about your health. Virtual physical is here for you. In fact, they can even offer you a $250 discount if you call or book through the month of January. Find out more on the web at virtualphysical.com or call now for your appointment at 301-984-9009.
It is now 5:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Beltway for the crash. A little bit dangerous. Well, it looks like VDOT truck is pulling up to the scene right now, so they'll be putting their flashing lights on. On the Beltway, inner loop as you leave Tyson's toward the toll road. It looks like it's going to be the two, at least one lane, left lane blocked, a couple cars on the shoulder. It looks like a tractor trailer stopped there as well. So a lot of activity just developing here on the Beltway, Virginia. Again, if you're leaving the Tyson's area, heading toward the American Legion Bridge, right as you come up toward the exit for the toll road, stay to the right. Use caution. We still have fire and rescue units responding. So a little bit of activity here for our early starters. Maryland Beltway, though, I don't have any problems reported. 270 just stretches of volume starting to get underway. DC 295 northbound near Benning. It was the overnight road work southbound. Looks like seeing a little bit of volume in that stretch. No problems reported. This is good through Upper Marlboro, Route 4, Route 5, 210, and up to the Beltway with lanes open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front on the march. Finally, that front bringing in some change, a change towards some colder temperatures. Showers around this morning. Windy, becoming partly cloudy and windy this afternoon. 56. Tonight, a colder 37. Tomorrow, a few clouds with sunshine. A stiff west breeze and a high of only 44. We'll stay in the 40s over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 49 degrees at 547.
When you connect better, everything comes together. Join the more than 3 million people who use GoToMeeting every month to connect with their team. Try it free at GoToMeeting.com. That's GoToMeeting.com.
Dollar, that's what I need. Hey, hey, well, I need a dollar, that's what I need.
Wow, and did you see what happened yesterday on the Dow? I know it's a psychological barrier, Mary Walter, but it is interesting when you see these things happen, because it's been bubbling right below 20,000 now, mm-hmm. the Dow has for some time, and it finally broke through and actually closed the day above 20,000. The Dow 20,000, you know, the Wall Street loves these moments. Although they are something of psychological barriers, what really matters is the long-term trend of the market, which has been pretty good, you could say, for some time now. However, if you look at what has happened in the market since Donald Trump became president, or was elected president, at least. It turns out that about I've got the exact number here, like a 2 trillion, I got to get the right number here, $2 trillion in value has been added to the stock market since the day he was elected back in November. So he did tweet out about it yesterday saying it was great.
That's because Obama handed him a fantastic economy, so I don't understand why Trump is taking credit for this, because is Obama's doing.
Yeah. Well, I love this story from MarketWatch, which I believe is a product of CBS News, and says his cheery communique about the Dow's psychological milestone was taken by some. Anytime you hear a story that says by some, it means by reporters. Was taken by some as an attempt to take credit for a rally that arguably was been in place in fits and starts since 2009.
See?
So they, you know, tried to, you know, look, I don't know if he was trying to claim credit for it. I think he was just saying, hey, this is wonderful. The market is good. The economy, it's a sign that the economy is strong or is getting stronger. That's something that every president should applaud and appreciate. Mm-hmm. I don't think he was trying to take credit for it, but it isn't an interesting when you see somebody say a psychological milestone that was taken by some as an attempt to take credit for a rally that arguably, has been in place in fits and starts since 2009. Oh, come on, give me a break. Can't we just celebrate something that's good news? It is good news.
Hey,
what's the downside to the market being, going up?
For once, I'm looking forward to the monthly statement from my financial investor, as opposed to going, just put it in the trash. I'm actually going to open this one.
Yeah, and so it rose about 150 points off the start, and then it stayed there. That was the thing
it
didn't go down again. And look, one of the things that I think is important is we talk about it being a psychological barrier. But a lot of time, when you talk about things like consumer confidence, it is very much part of how people view. If they're getting a statement about their 401k, which is their retirement, something they care very deeply about, mm-hmm. and the news is good, that generally I'm making money right now in the stock market, that boosts consumer confidence. And
sure.
Consumer confidence means if you feel confident about your future, if you feel confident about, you know, your retirement, then what are you going to do with that extra income that you have? You're going to spend it. When
right.
you spend it, it's good for the economy, right? And when you spend it, you pay taxes, which helps the government. I mean, it is a psychological barrier, but psychological barriers are important in our economy.
So is our economy basically a psychology based?
I don't know if it is or not. I mean, one thing I know about the stock market is occasionally it gets a bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And as Larry Kudlow would tell us endlessly about this, you don't invest on the short, you invest on the long term. But it gets a little bubble, and maybe
right.
stocks are overvalued, and then there's a correction.
Sure.
But and sometimes that has to do with people's psychological feeling about where the market is and et cetera, and what stocks might be
yeah.
worth. And then it turns out they're not worth that, and you get a little correction. But generally, I don't think that we are psychologically based, because those corrections eventually do come if they're not based in reality. Well, anyway, Dow 20,000 yesterday.
Yay!
We'll talk about that more in our business report. It's 551 on WMAL. Here's El Rushbo.
In December 2015, San Francisco resident Pedro Figueroa Zarceno reported his car stolen. When he came for the police report, Immigration and Customs Enforcement was notified because Pedro is here illegally from El Salvador. He was picked up. He spent 2 months in federal immigration detention. Now Pedro is suing San Francisco. His lawyer, Saria Hussein, says as a victim of crime, Pedro Figueroa was exactly the type of person who should have been protected by San Francisco's sanctuary ordinance, because Trump is promising mass deportations and threatening sanctuary cities, she says. Everyone in law enforcement must be held accountable. No, she does not see the irony in asking for law enforcement to be accountable. This woman's a liberal. Incidentally, Pedro was flagged because he had an outstanding warrant. He was supposed to be deported 10 years ago. He also has a drunk driving conviction. Now, he's demanding monetary damages. He also wants to force San Francisco police to file immigration paperwork stating that he was falsely imprisoned. This could make him eligible for a visa. Meanwhile, San Francisco's investigating the officers who handled Pedro's case to see if they should be punished. Now, unless something changes, Mr. Zarceno can assume that his lawsuit against the city will be resolved before immigration catches up with him again. They're backlogged over 2 years. The system needs fixing, not
later, but right now.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work. I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now covered by insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
It is 5:55 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, we're dealing with a crash on the Virginia Beltway. So for commuters, if you're heading from, say, Tysons to the American Legion Bridge, this involves you on the inner loop side. You lose the left half of the Beltway. So the inner loop, right as you come up to the exit for the toll road, see a lot of activity, several cars involved in this crash. You're getting by cautiously to the right, again, on that Virginia stretch of the Beltway. For the Maryland Beltway, top side, and, well, for that matter, no incidents reported, Maryland. Even as you head through Greenbelt, over to the Wilson Bridge, good time to get going. Over at Anacostia, Costia crossings with travel lanes open. Southeast Southwest Freeway looking good. For Virginia, 395, you're still up at speed. Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. And again, the crash on Virginia's Beltway will be on the inner loop at the toll road left side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Trying to get back to reality today. I don't think we're going to get there quite yet. It's probably more like tomorrow. Temperatures come down to more seasonable. Chance of showers this morning. That's the front. Windy, cloudy, to partly cloudy by this afternoon. 56 by tomorrow, only in the mid-40s. I'm Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 49 degrees, 5:56.
You don't know me, but it's possible we've met before. Growing up, my dad worked for the NSA. I live just down the street from the Naval Academy. Security is in my blood. It's certainly in my heart. I'm Jim Callahan with Ackerman Security Systems. Over the past 50 years, we've quietly become one of the top home security providers in America. We believe in one simple thing, providing the very best security at a very fair price. There's just no need to pay $40 or $50 or more every month for home security. Ackerman Security is literally half the cost of the big national guys, but it is actually the only security company in America that offers a guaranteed response time. Ackerman protects over 1 million men, women, and children, businesses, and families, just like yours and mine. And we've done it by saving each and every one of them hundreds of dollars every year. Ackerman is committed to being the official security provider of the D.C. metro area. We are right down the street and would love to find out more about you. Call 888-999-1070 or at AckermanSecurity.com.
Lives are changed when children discover their true value. 2540 invites you to help the least of these by sponsoring a child in Kenzibe, South Africa. Every day, these children face the challenges of living in extreme poverty, hunger, disease, and violence. You can change a child's life and help her realize she has a future worth fighting for. Help make a difference by sponsoring a child. Visit 2540.org. That's the numbers 2540.org. You can give a child a brighter future. Visit 2540.org today. Foster Remodeling Solutions is a Northern Virginia remodeling and design firm with over 30 years of experience focused on kitchens, bathrooms, additions, and whole home renovations to best fit your family's lifestyle. Foster Remodeling is committed to providing you personalized service with expert design and craftsmanship. Learn how your home can be transformed with a complimentary in-home consultation. Call 703-763-5391. That's 703-763-5391. Or at fosterremodeling.com.
Listen up, TV lovers. It's the three words you've been dying to hear. Scandal is back. And in the first 10 minutes alone, you're not going to know what hit you.
Oh, my God.
Know what's even more awesome?
I will give you a hint.
We can't wait for tonight.
The entire TGIT lineup returns. Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder.
It's TGIT time.
Hell yeah!
Tonight, starting at 8 on ABC 7 on Your Side.
There's a lot happening every day in your neighborhood and around the world. That's why you watch ABC7's Good Morning Washington every day to find out what's new, what's now, and what's happening next. We're there for you minute by minute with breaking news, updates, and special alerts. Plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes to help you prepare and plan your day ahead. Weekdays starting at 4:25 on ABC7's Good Morning Washington, where good mornings start.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this winter? Now is the perfect time with ARS Rescue Router. For a limited time, ARS is giving away 80% gas furnaces absolutely free with the purchase of select air conditioning systems. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll give you the very latest on what happened yesterday in the Trump White House. There's a lot of stuff that was going on. I mean, man, it comes in a flurry of activity. And what's on tap for the Trump White House today? Also, we'll talk about... well, nudism. Apparently it's on the rise, and I don't think this is necessarily a good thing. We'll talk about it coming up. It's now.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,